Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir, the grape variety, produces Burgundy's finest red wines and is one of the hardest to grow. The thin skin variety is generally an early budder and ripener, so it's best suited to cool to marginal climates, 40 to 50 degrees latitude, and only produces good wine when the fruit is controlled to very low yields. Its famous thin skin means that the wines are light in colour and low in tannins. It also means that rot is always a problem, not helped by the fact that the bunches are very tightly grouped together, giving a lack of air circulation. Young Burgundy in flavour can be reminiscent of raspberries, strawberries and red cherry, while mature French Pinots can involve anything from mushrooms, game, truffles to barnyard. In France in particular, Burgundy can produce anything from generic and decidedly average Bourgogne Appellation wines through to more intense wines in the various subregions. For example, Côte de Nuit, a subregion of Côte d'Or, has a small area known as Givry-Chambertin and Neuilly-Saint-Georges, and these make relatively intense wines. The other main part of the Côte d'Or, the Côte de Beaune, also produces good examples in areas such as Beaune and Pommard. In Champagne, Pinot Noir teams up with Chardonnay to provide the backbone of the sparkling wine. Despite its difficult temperament, Pinot Noir is hardly a French phenomenon. It crops up in Germany, particularly in Baden and Pfalz, where it goes by the name of Spätburgunder, and produces perfumed red berry fruits and light tannins. Both Australia and New Zealand both grow Pinot Noirs, often with more body intensity than many Burgundies, and in line with some of the better ones. New Zealand's Central Otago makes deep examples, while Martinborough is often lighter and more savoury. Marlborough is home to some of the best value Pinot Noirs you can buy, while Australia's relatively cool Yarra Valley and Mornington Peninsula, both near Melbourne, are cooled by sea currents that allow them to make good quality Pinot Noirs. In America, the movie Sideways may have kicked off the US love of Pinot Noir, especially from the full-bodied versions from Santa Barbara in California. But the cooler Canaris region, still in California, makes some lighter but still full-bodied examples. Moving north, the cooler Oregon climate in the west coast above California is certainly the home to the lighter, world-beating examples. Outside these regions, it's grown in a number of other sites, but many wine regions are too warm to produce exciting examples. This is why bulk wine production of Pinot Noir is limited, and a cheap bottle can be a dreadful experience. One notable exception is Chile's cool coastal region of Casablanca, where strawberry jam flavours are both enjoyable and not mind-numbingly expensive. Generally, blending is a no-no with Pinot Noir, with only Champagne coming up with a winning blend of Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. But again, that's a sparkling wine, not a red wine, so quite a different style of wine in the blend.